This is episode 2357 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day three of our series we're exploring this week. We're exploring a theme that's a little fun. It gives you a little break from the more intense theme we explored together last week. If you joined us last week, you remember that the theme was to create more meaning in your life, to live your life with more purpose. So that was a pretty heavy introspective theme. This week, it's time to have a little fun. If you're new here, I want to welcome you, and you're welcome to go back through any of the series I've created in the past and enjoy yourself. Find a theme or a topic you like. And I also encourage you to do one more thing. Whether you're new here or you're a longtime meditator, many people are looking for ways to add a little more peace, energy, and clarity to their days. So please share an episode with someone you care about. You could go back and look at past episode titles and share it with someone. You really never know how much that could mean to someone, especially these days as we continue life during a pandemic. Also, if you or someone you care about would like an entire week to immerse yourself in inner peace, I invite you to try the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for a full week, free access to the full app of over 2,000 plus guided meditations. And you also receive a journal with a daily reflection question on it with each week's theme. So a different journal for each week, as well as a slowdown guide with all the techniques, including an herb customized for each series, as well as a yoga asana for each week's series. So it's a whole lifestyle package. So share this with someone you care about or gift it to yourself. Now, I want to ask you how your weekly challenge is coming along. Every week I share a challenge, and it's a way to go a little more deeply into the week's theme. As you are exploring the meditation techniques from the world's greatest masters, I encourage you to align yourself with these great meditation masters as you read their wise words of wisdom. Many of them wrote books that we refer to still today because meditation is timeless. What was true about it over 5,000 years ago is still true about it today. So maybe Buddha or Thich Nhat Hanh or the Dalai Lama or Paramahansa Yogananda. These are a few of the meditation greats you'll be discovering in this week's series. So pick out a book or write down a few quotes from great minds and have them near you. Refer to them often as you go about your days this week. It is said that we are like the five people we surround ourselves with the most. So surround yourself with great minds on a regular basis. That is your challenge for this week. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a breathing technique as you meditate with a technique from none other than Siddhartha Gautama Buddha. Buddha lived in ancient India. It was during the 5th to 4th centuries BCE. He is considered to be the founder of Buddhism. He's often referred to as the Enlightened One, but he didn't start his life out enlightened. He was born into an aristocratic family But eventually, he renounced his aristocratic upbringing and followed his own path, which took him through many states of being. He lived as a regular layperson, working, exploring, getting into a little trouble here and there, getting married, and having a son. He went on a quest to find the meaning of life. He traveled throughout the Ganges Plain in India, teaching and building a religious community. There's so much to the life of Buddha, as you can imagine, and his teachings. So this is a very brief synopsis of his extensive life and teachings. I want to share with you, though, the concept of three universal truths that's attributed to Buddha's teaching. The first one is everything is impermanent and changing. The second one is impermanence leads to suffering, making life imperfect. The third is the self is not personal and unchanging. Another time, I'll go through each of these universal truths more in depth in a series. That would be a fun series to share with you. But for now, keep in mind that change is a permanent, constant part of life. And life is imperfect, but it's not personal. So the more you can detach yourself from the ups and downs of life, the more content you will be. So expect imperfection. Expect impermanence. That includes living in a pandemic. It won't go on forever. Will something new take its place? Life is always changing. I invite you to settle yourself down and do the breathing technique Buddha is considered to have done beneath a tree in a forest. At some point this week, I encourage you to find a tree. Maybe you have a forest nearby, maybe you don't, and sit beneath the tree and meditate. And do one thing only, as you'll do today together, we'll do it. Watch your breath. If the breath is long and drawn out, notice it is long and drawn out. If your breath is short or coming out rushed, simply notice that your breath is short and coming out rushed. Accept yourself exactly as you are. Accepting your life exactly as it is. No judgments, no expectations, realizing the impermanence and imperfection as you go through life. As you sit in stillness, close your eyes, gently uplifting them to the point between your eyebrows. Notice how you feel today and name your mood. Know that your moods come and go. Visualize yourself seated under a tree in a forest, the Bodhi tree, with its leaves blowing gently in the wind, making a clapping sound as they're blown by the breeze. Notice your breath. Each inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Notice the quality of your breath. Notice if it relates to the kind of emotional state you're experiencing. If you're anxious, you might notice that your breath is a little shorter. If you're calm, you might notice that your breath has a nice even pace. If you feel a little despair today or you're sad, you might notice your breath is long and drawn out. Notice your state as you follow the rhythm and flow of your breath, observing your breath, visualizing yourself seated under this tree in the forest. This ancient technique, simple yet profound. Buddha's breathing technique. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.